Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Axis Mundi.
Welcome to Seidelines, the bonus episode for One Nation Indivisible. I am Andrew L. Seidel, and sometimes there is just so much happening in the world of religion and the law and Christian nationalism that I have got to get in your feed more than once a week. I've just got too much to say, and that is what Seidelines is. This is our bonus content for One Nation Indivisible, bringing it to you for free, included with your subscription, and some really cool stuff for subscribers. You all really need to think about doing that. Welcome to Seidelines. Folks, I was going to hold off recording a full wrap-up of the Supreme Court's term until mid-July, but the reality was this term was such an avalanche, such an earthquake, that we have to do it now. Now, before we dive into that, first, please go listen to the last regular episode that aired on July 1st, The Traitor Who Gave America Prayer, and share it with your friends and family this 4th of July. It's a fun story, more fun than what we're about to get into. And I'll tell you, I'm not in a good headspace for this. We are in bad shape as a country, and especially with our Supreme Court. Things are not good. The Supreme Court term ended with an avalanche. It'll leave a destructive path behind long after the winter of the Roberts Court has broken. And as I was trying to plan this episode, as I was trying to wrap up everything that happened just last week, I was not depressed, not sad, but grief-stricken. It is such a strange and disheartening and really heartbreaking feeling to devote your life to this grand principle, the rule of law, and to see the people who are charged with and entrusted with preserving that principle betray it with every case they decide and every word they write. And they're eviscerating the rule of law while all the time standing on the shoulders of those who tried valiantly and who, in the long history of that hallowed institution, tried to build its reputation as a temple of law. It's hard. I find it hard to even read the majority opinions that this Roberts Court is handing down. Not hard to understand, but hard to read. Not because of the outcomes, which are invariably bad, but because there are no principles at play. Because even the facts and reality don't matter. Because these conservative justices are so arrogant and so blithely feckless, nothing matters to these conservative justices except ticking off the boxes on the conservative political wish list. Facts, law, reality, principle, logic, reason, history, these are swept aside, burned in the fires of this court's hypocrisy, and feral, snarling, legitimizing and laundering of patriarchy and white supremacy and Christian nationalism. Whatever this is, whatever these last cases were, it is not law. And it is with that overriding feeling of grief that we will round up the end of this Supreme Court term. I mourn for the rule of law. Jerry Falwell once wrote that he hoped to see the day when we don't have public schools. The churches will have taken them over and Christians will be running them. I thought about that quote when the court announced its decision in Mahmoud versus Taylor. The 6-3 conservative supermajority on the captured Supreme Court gave religious parents a veto over things in the classroom that their God doesn't like. And we should amend that sentence a little bit, because really it's things that men, and it's always men, say that their God doesn't like. Not what a holy book says, not what a God says, but what a man says a God says. What a man says that a holy book says. If those men say it, these parents have a right to get it out of your public school classroom. This is not, importantly, a democratic check on one of our public institutions. That already exists for public schools. Public schools are under local control by a school board that is democratically elected. If you don't like what the schools are doing, you vote the school board out. This is something very different. This is a constitutional right that the Supreme Court has just now discovered to force out of public schools anything you claim disagrees with your religion. You can opt out. You can essentially co-opt the schools, the machinery of the state, for imposing your religion on others. You can force the schools to follow the rules of your religion, force the state to follow the rules of your religion. We're talking about theocracy. And you may have read some about this. You may think I'm overstating this case a little bit. You may realize, hey, this case is more about parents being able to opt out of things. But as the school district pointed out repeatedly in the case, opt-outs are not workable. Having students exposed to certain ideas and certain books in a public school classroom is not something you can just opt out of. And that's what the parents were asking for. The only way to comply with the rules of the parents' religion is not by giving this opt-out of, well, you can opt out of that book being in the classroom, is to get the book out of the classroom. That's where this is heading. That's the resolution that this particular case is going towards. It's not that the parents are going to get to opt out of certain curricula. It's that the curricula is going to be amended to conform to the rules of that parent's religion. That's where we are going. Thanks for listening to the free version of today's episode. To get the whole conversation, unfiltered and unfettered, sign up at accessmundi.us. Costs less than that latte you bought on the way to work, and I am just as delicious. Signing up also gets you premium content from Straight White American Jesus and other Access Mundi shows. Try it. You can always change your mind, because life is too good to waste on bad ideas. This has been One Nation Indivisible. I'm Andrew Seidel. Until next time.